This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 24th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a cool evening across Israel. Jerusalem is experiencing a mild breeze, while Tel Aviv remains pleasantly warm. In Haifa, people are enjoying a clear night sky. Here are today's headlines. First, in response to the rocket launches last night, the IDF attacked in southern Lebanon. Walla reports the bombings focused on Kerbat Salam and Tulin, targeting Hezbollah's ceasefire violations. Also, earlier this hour, Ynet reports northern leaders are enraged as Trump extends the Hezbollah ceasefire. They claim Israel's security is now in U.S. hands, even as Hezbollah continues to fire. Also this hour, following Netanyahu's cancer diagnosis, Maariv highlights the importance of preventive medicine. They cover early tests that must be done to address such health concerns. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reveals a potential diplomatic breakthrough. The Iranian foreign minister is set to arrive in Pakistan this evening with peace talks with the U.S. on the agenda. And finally, N12 reports on Maccabi Haifa's expected lineup. The team will host Maccabi Tel Aviv on Saturday, crucial for their European race ambitions. Reaction has been swift on social media. From X, OSINT613 highlights a significant statement from Trump. He mentions that Iran must stop funding Hezbollah to reach a U.S. deal. In a post from earlier, Alarabiya Eng reports on a security incident. Kuwait's army says two drones from Iraq targeted border posts but caused no casualties. Meanwhile, Lee Kern, a commentator, shares controversial views on race in Britain. He claims deep-rooted sectarian supremacy in certain communities. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in southern Lebanon. Walla reports these actions come after Hezbollah's recent provocations. The strikes aim to reinforce consequences for ceasefire violations. This escalation raises concerns about regional stability, turning to the extended Hezbollah ceasefire. Ynet reveals that Trump's decision has sparked outrage in northern Israel. Residents fear their safety is compromised. The extension could lead to further diplomatic tensions between Israel and the U.S. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's health brings preventive medicine into the spotlight. Maariv discusses the importance of regular health screenings. This news serves as a reminder for public health awareness across the country. On the diplomatic front, Iran's foreign minister is visiting Pakistan. Israel Hayom Hebrew states peace talks with the U.S. are expected. This visit could signal a shift in regional diplomacy impacting Israel's strategic interests. Finally, in sports, Maccabi Haifa prepares for a key match. N12 reports their lineup will face Maccabi Tel Aviv on Saturday. This could be pivotal for their European competition dreams. Turning to business and markets. First, a quiet shift is underway in Israel's startup scene. CTech reports that founders are rethinking development strategies and hiring abroad, reflecting new global business dynamics. Separately, Maariv Business details the collapse of a beloved U.S. burger franchise. The Hardee's chain faces massive debts, highlighting challenges within the fast food industry. And finally, Walla Business reveals surprising insights into the Israeli cyber landscape. A report shows significant gaps in LinkedIn activity among 499 cyber companies, pointing to areas for growth and improvement. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.